just change my ways, change my ways, those evil ways. So I set out, cross that way, strike them down, to make them pay, and change their
back. Top of the third hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, March 25th, 2019. And, you know, speaking of the collusion discussion, you know, again, the latest announcement is basically more of what I would call Vladislav Surkov-styled avant-garde theater that doesn't really... You know, it's neither a finding of guilt or a statement of exoneration. It's neither and both at the same time. And, you know, this is just more of an effort, I think, to sort of engineer a learned helplessness mindset in the American public. But, you know, we have these other competing sound bites, like you mentioned, William, the baseless accusation of Russian collusion. And I always go back, whenever that discussion arises, I go back to what I think was one of the first articles, if not the first, the LA Times article by Nina Agrawal. The U.S. is no stranger to interfering in the elections of other countries. And she cited Dov Levin's research where the U.S. government has... influenced presidential elections, influenced, wink, wink, 81 times between 1946 and 2000, 81 times. And so we're concerned, you know, it's about our democracy. Well, what about the 81 times that, no, that we're not supposed to talk about that. Or we hear, you know, think of the children. Well, Candace Owens said at this year's CPAC that in New York, the most dangerous place for a black child is its mother's womb. So let's think about the children. Abortion is a problem. Oh, well, you know, we can't talk about the facts. And of course, the vaccine discussion comes in mind with the, you know, censorship there. We can't talk about the facts anywhere. And it's getting ridiculous and absurd. So the AOC phenomenon was planned long before the Russia collusion nonsense, you were saying. That's my paraphrasing.
Not to tell the truth, but it's to get people to attack you, especially if you just happen to be a woman of color and they just happen to be predominantly white male establishment representatives. And so, you know, when they say, how the hell, I mean, she's just so vacuous. I mean, her statements are so, those were designed. I mean, how do you get a reaction? You know, you don't get a reaction by entering into a debate, you know, based on facts. You get a reaction by pressing the button of your opposition to get them to react vehemently. And then you play the victim, which she does so well. I mean, the fact that she said things that were patently untrue and completely ridiculous, you know, to think that that wasn't by design by her handlers, you know, that's how you make the biggest splash, that's how you gain, that's how you sell newspapers and get clicks on your website, and that was known by her handlers, and, you know, she was a piece of work that, you know, worked so effectively. You know, and it was based upon, if you go back, it was based upon this whole media invalidation of a duly elected president, you know, and we pride ourselves on this, you know, peaceful transition of power. When you lose, you know, and you graciously step aside, and then you start organizing to regain your political position in some future election. But that's not what happened the last time, and it was based upon the fact that the Russians came in, you know, the commies, oh wait, they're not commies anymore, but they came in and stole the election. You know, one of the scariest images that I saw today looking at the news was there was a new press conference by Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and he was next to him was the security advisor John Bolton, and they were announcing sanctions on Venezuela, you know. And, you know, one of the worst ways to change a political system in a country, the last thing you want to do is apply sanctions. I mean, we should have learned that a long time ago, you know, back in 1962 when we placed an embargo on Cuba in order to topple the Castro regime, you know.
Well,
and now,
I think we should be clear in saying that if, you know, we're to believe what we're led to believe, that is that, you know, language means what we think and not the opposite.
Sure.
Anyway.
Well, and, you know, the thing I was saying about this news conference, this press conference, is, you know, the words were bad enough, you know, how they justified, you know, that we're going to help the people by starving them, you know, and we're going to overthrow this duly elected government, even though we don't agree with it. But the crazy thing is, I'm a professionally trained cartographer, and my eyes zeroed in on this ominous map that was behind Bolton. You know, he was standing, and over his shoulder you could see a map showing Russia painted in bright blood red colors. And the only problem, you know, my my profession has trained me to look at maps, and this was a map from USSR days. You know, this isn't a map of Russia, the outline, but it had all the things, you know, the red menace, the red scare of the 60s, and here it was, Bolton standing there saying, yeah, forget about the Mueller investigation. I mean, we've got to stop these Russians before this communist, not communist, but this menace takes over the world. And they were using a map, and I just said that just so graphically displayed where Bolton's head is. He's like somewhere in the 60s, and we are paying an enormously dangerous price, you know, for that ignorance and that arrogance.
Well, you know, William, you just don't understand foreign policy. I mean,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
whoever
John
has
Bolton
the biggest
say,
gun,
obviously. Yeah. unbelievable. There's that video. Gosh, what is the title of that video? In the Now. I think we played that, but what is the title of that video? I'll think of it in a minute. I think we've played it, but it's a perfect sort of expose of what you're talking about. Okay, I remember the title of that and the absurdity of it and how this just keeps, you know, and we're led to believe in Stanley Milgram, you know, white coat fashion that John Bolton, because he's been around centers of power for, you know, a million years, that he is an expert. And like he, you know, when someone brings up a fact and says and challenges the absurdity of his rhetoric, like what you just did, then his response is, well, you just don't understand foreign policy. And the American public are led to believe that, you know, well, he's the expert, and so we should just trust that there are no nefarious intentions behind what he's saying, when even he admits things that should be shocking to the American people. I know there's that one clip, speaking of In the Now, we've played that. They tweeted about, you know, the oil, his shocking admission about Venezuela. We should actually play that. Maybe I can fire that up real quick.
You know, the thing about, you know, AOC, her purpose, and some of these other new people who have come upon the scene, based on the fact that we don't have to consider Trump's administration a duly elected government, you know, it takes our minds and our eyes off of what the world is saying, you know, and that's where I concentrate my, you know, I spend a lot of time, especially knowing about what's happening in Russia, but also just the world, what the world is saying about all this. You never hear it in our news. You know, the fact that many countries have come out and said that this whole thing, you know, let alone Venezuela, which is so obviously bizarre, that we are basically going in there. I mean, Trump has already stolen, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars from Venezuela just by a stroke of a pen, saying these are bad people and we can take their money. And we can also put sanctions on their people who we say are suffering under this terrible socialist government and deprive them of medicine, of trade, jobs, everything. And, you know, what the world has been saying, you know, most people say, well, you can't really pay any attention to the United Nations. But I have to tell you that there are organizations of other states that do not accept the exceptionalism of the United States to do whatever they damn well please. And they were saying, you know, that this whole thing, not only with Venezuela, but with Iran, you know, the most constraining sanctions in the world has been placed upon, you know, the you know, Islamic Republic of Iran. And, you know, the reason why this supposedly was done was that Trump pulled out of the Iran deal based on grounds that Tehran was violating its conditions. But even the United States intelligence agencies that have no love for Iran said that they did not believe that Iran, or then or now, was pursuing nuclear weapons. And this is the CIA that's saying things like this. And so when, you know, when you talk about sanctions, you know, no one ever mentions the fact that according to international law, these are illegal. And when they're so crippling, like the ones that the United States has placed on Iran, for, again, no reason, a very, very little reason, very little proof of reason. This is, you know, how do you put a price on the damage that this has done? And, you know, as some critics of the Mueller investigation said, it was very dangerous to intentionally drive a stake or a wedge between two very powerful nuclear countries. You know, that is playing with all of our lives. And to make a statement about, you know, well, what did Russia have to say about this? You know, I thought it was great that Preskov came out and said, you know, we were all like, what are they going to say about this Mueller report? And they said, hard to find a black cat in a dark room, especially when it isn't there. Yeah. And I think that really sums it up. Hard to find a black cat in a dark room.
Yeah, that's...
especially if it's not there.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So. Yeah, and, you know, we could dive into the specifics back in history. I mean, I've mentioned the same thing happened to, you know, with Iraq, obviously, and the creation of the Office of Special Plans, because like you said, the intelligence community has been overwhelmingly of the opinion that the accusations are baseless. And so, you know, you have to create an Office of Special Plans to gather raw intelligence to, in an effort to stovepipe intelligence and use that as a justification, a surreptitious justification for things that are unjustified and really unjustified.
Yeah, I mean, how many times did Cheney go back to the CIA and said, you're not finding what we want you to find.
Exactly.
You know, you've got to prove that, you know, Saddam Hussein is about ready to attack America or something like that.
Right.
It's so ridiculous. Yeah. And it's so ridiculous. You know, Theresa May, you know, said, well, you have to understand that Russia is very insidious and they're going to poison their way to world domination, just like they did by poisoning four people downwind from our top secret, you know, facility for developing biological weapons.
Except,
you know, all four of these people were just, you know, 6 miles away from a top secret facility where England develops chemical weapons.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, just to, again, to sort of underscore the point, the Office of Special Plans was created around the time the drumbeat to invade Iraq was going on because, you know, as you're saying, this time around, there's no there, as they say. And so the Office of Special Plans was created to stovepipe intelligence about Iraq specifically. And you can go to the Wikipedia page, folks, if you don't know, for the Office of Special Plans, and see in the first little paragraph there, a similar unit called the Iranian Directorate was also created several years later in 2006 to deal with intelligence on Iran. And then you combine that with things like retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner's statement that I refer to every once in a while, his appearance in September of 2006 on CNN's Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, when he was saying there's overwhelming evidence that we've been conducting operations in Iran for at least 18 months. And, you know, you look at those kinds of statements. These are facts of history. And at the same time, Donald Rumsfeld was saying, you know, like you said, Cheney was, they were all saying, Wolfie, Cheney, Rummy, they were all saying, you guys aren't getting it. You know, weapons of mass destruction. We are going to invade because, get behind us, America. We need to rally. And that was when he said, the absence of evidence is not evidence of absence, which sounds like what Mueller just said in his report. But in all of that, you know, I go back and we see the same thing with guys like John Bolton now. And I go back to Ralph McGahee's quote, CIA is not now, nor has it ever been, a central intelligence agency. It is the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. In that capacity, it overthrows or supports foreign governments while reporting intelligence, justifying those activities. It shapes its intelligence, even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability or weapons of mass destruction, obviously, to support presidential policy, but it's not presidential policy per se. Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, and the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. You have that, and the nuanced clarification would be, what's the book? There's one other little piece that goes to that. It's the two parts of the CIA, so to speak. The one part is actually sort of a central intelligence agency. The other side is kind of the Directorate of Operations, where, you know, what Ralph McGahee is talking about happens. And so the sort of, you know, intelligence arm of the CIA says what you're saying. You know, there's no evidence to support this. But then there's the director of operations side that is that thing, that nasty thing that Ralph McGahee's talking about, and it will do whatever it needs to find a reason, a surreptitious pretext, you know, to support the president's foreign policy advisors and their directives. You know, the absurdity of what John Bolton is saying, for example. And speaking of that, we should play that clip on the other side of this break that's come out. Maybe we'll play that. It's like a minute long. His Fox Business appearance when and Donald Trump has said the same things, you know? I mean, it's been an interesting wild ride already, you know? We were talking about, I mean, you know, Rex Rex Tillerson,
homeowners,
for example.
We'll be right back. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's see, two things. Point of clarification. The book I was thinking of was John Stockwell's In Search of Enemies, published back in 1978. And he wrote, based on his experience in discussing our foreign intelligence organ, we consistently confuse two very different offices, referring to both as CIA. The one technically called the Central Intelligence Agency's Deputy Directorate of Information fulfills the mission outlined in the National Security Act of 1947 of centralizing all of the raw intelligence available to our government, collating it, analyzing it for meaning and importance, and relaying finished reports to the appropriate offices. Otherwise, we say, well, just to continue that point of clarification, he writes, the DDI is overt. Its employees are openly CIA, quote-unquote, to friends, relatives, neighbors, and creditors. It is passive, and it is benign, without aggressive activity, which can harm anyone. At least that's what most people are led to believe, I would probably add. But Continuing, he writes, otherwise we say CIA, meaning the clandestine services of the Deputy Directorate of Operations. This organization of about 4,500 employees is also housed in the CIA headquarters building in Langley, Virginia. Anything but benign, its operatives have for 30 years recruited agents, spies, he adds parenthetically, and engineered covert action operations in virtually every corner of the globe. So when we broach the moral dilemma of, you know, collusion or interfering or whatever, and other governments are allegedly involved, we quickly bump into the issue of history and how the CIA most notably has a long and storied career of what are they called? Regime change actions, most of them covert, or at least they're covert for a period. Covert. So, you know, again, speaking of that, folks can go to the Foreign Policy of the United States Wikipedia entry, and there's a section titled Covert Actions, and there are many of them listed there for many more. You can read books like William Bloom's Rogue State, for example, and really any of William Bloom's books. Rogue State is a good one. America's Deadliest Export, Democracy, is another one. There are numerous books on the subject. I mean, all you have to do is just look. And so the hypocrisy is staggering. My question, since we're sort of on the subject, since with so much, I mean, we live in a post-truth era. We've seen the erosion of truth, and with it, you know, the decline of morality and ethics and things, the rise of the sociopath and the psychopath as corporate darlings in America. Do you have a thought, William, on the way back? I mean, I would say turn to the Lord, repent, and, you know, that's the beginning. That would be my thought. But you have a thought on turning back the hands of tyranny and oppression in America?
Well, it certainly is going to have to be the elimination of this idea of exceptionalism, where the United States is above the law. That we can complain about other countries violating the law and suppressing their people and controlling media, but, you know, we do all those things, you know, on steroids.
Yeah.
And unless people become more aware that you have to get your source of information not from mainstream media. I mean, one of the things that's going to be a fallout of this Mueller investigation, now how significant it's going to be, I don't know, but one of the fallouts is that people are going to be looking for alternatives to the mainstream media, because for 22 months they have, you know, did this avalanche of one story after another blaming everything on the Russians. You know, the Russians, you know, apparently could basically throw an election by a bunch of trolls working out of the Kremlin in the basement with a few computers. And, I mean, what does that say about the strength of our democracy, the strength of our republic, the strength of our Constitution? And so people have to find other sources of information and not do this sort of reaction to whatever is in the news today. I mean, if you are a chess player and you react, you only react to the move that your opponent just made, you're not even playing the game of chess. You know, the only thing that the move that your opponent just made can influence is how some modification to your original plan of attack. You know, you don't just react. And that's what the whole, you know, internet and getting our news from the internet and, you know, being addicted to Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff gives us, is that we have, like you say, an attention span less than the goldfish. You know, so we don't know history. You know, we can't put two and two together and come up with four, you know, and we have to train ourselves to do that. And it's the responsibility of everyone, you and me and everyone listening, that we have to dig. We have to go beyond what we see in the news and say, is this true? And how can I get to the bottom of it? And how can I make a statement that will make a difference?
Yeah.
Thank you a lot, Chris.
Good point. Thank you, William. Appreciate it, as always. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We'll be right back. takes a lot less time.
Welcome back. Bottom of the third hour already of today's broadcast. In another companion read is obviously William Bloom's Killing Hope, U.S. military and CIA intervention since World War II. I would say a companion read to that, there are many, but one would be Smedley Butler's firsthand account in War's a Racket, still one of the most highly decorated men, military men of American service history. And it's astonishing that this continues, and it does. We persist in the Bernaysian era lies of, you know, spreading freedom and democracy. Even though it's been exposed as a lie, well, since Smedley Butler wrote War is a Racket, for example, his first-hand account of his involvement in creating banana republics, for example. And in Chapter 4, he told us how to smash the racket. So the racket should get smashed. Killing Hope, U.S. military and CIA intervention since World War II. And one of these days we'll circle back around and maybe dive into, you know, especially the GHWB era of skull and bonesian sort of intrigue with regard to Vietnam, the JFK assassination, you know, all of the assassinations of the era, really. Cuba, Central and South America, and other globe-trotting exploits. So again, I mean, you know, the truth about the real nefarious intentions behind U.S. so-called foreign policy have been exposed. It's high time that we stop suffering under these lies. And speaking of that, here is the clip of John Bolton telling us honestly what is really important about Venezuela. We've played it before. Here it is again. Go ahead, please.
We're looking at the oil assets. That's the single most important income stream to the government of Venezuela. We're looking at what to do to that. We want everybody to know we're looking at all this very seriously. We don't want any American businesses or investors caught by surprise. They can see what President Trump did yesterday. We're following through on it.
So if you think of a company like Citgo, which is owned by PDVSA, which is the state-run oil company there in Venezuela, we have a lot of those Citgo assets right here in the U.S. Is that something, for example, sir, that you're looking at?
Yeah, well, we're in conversation with major American companies now that are either in Venezuela or, in the case of Citgo, here in the United States. I think we're trying to get to the same end result here. You know, Venezuela is one of the three countries I call the troika of tyranny. It'll make a big difference to the United States economically if we could have American oil companies really invest in and produce the oil capabilities in Venezuela. It'd be good for the people of Venezuela. It'd be good for the people of the United States. We both have a lot at stake here making this come out the right way.
The troika of tyranny doesn't quite roll off the tongue like axis of evil, does it? But and, you know, of course, we heard Donald Trump on the campaign trail saying the same thing. And afterward, you know, we should have taken Iraq's oil, for example. And so, you know, the fact that this could be allowed to continue, it's just, you know, really, it's astonishing. And it leaves me speechless somewhat. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Back to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Thank you, Chris. As always, William, thank you for calling in. I learn every time I listen. What do you say about Bolton's remarks except, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And, Chris, I think that, you know, was it Machiavelli that had a quote, it's a double pleasure to deceive the deceiver? So these people, Chris, that are believing that they're doing the manipulation,
right,
are being manipulated.
Yeah.
Think about that. It's bad enough to go as someone that doesn't want to be deceived at all, and
right,
many people being deceived unknowingly, but someone that takes pleasure in deception, in government, in business, to be deceived without knowing it. Wow.
And most of them,
wow.
Yeah. Most of them have no idea what they're up against. I mean, you saying that, I was thinking similar things when we were talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, and all of these young upstarts. They have no idea. You know, people that start
Go ahead.
Your eyes are open, and you start to see, wow, this is crazy what's going on. And you, the people that think they have they're awake now and I see what's going on, I would encourage those people all to go over to the RAND Corporation website and start digging around. You can still find plenty of stuff that will humble you quickly, and you realize that for decades this is an institution that's been studying deception, intrigue, you know, deception. And again, RAND Corporation game theory, how to engineer consent in Bernaysian fashion, and with the added bonus of getting people to really believe that it was their idea or buy into it as though it were their own idea.
And then reward them. Not only that, reward them as if it was their own idea, because that adds,
right,
that adds credence to their deceit, to their deception.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of it, this is mind-boggling, Chris. Every
yeah.
day that goes by, I've been in this for 20, well, let's see, almost 20 years, you know? And I at the point that you think you know, not that you know it all, but that you're getting a handle on it.
Right.
Every day that goes by, it's that old thing about the more I know, the more I know I don't know what I think I know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you talk about a dystopia, and they'll come out and tell you that they're creating it, but yet they're living in it and don't realize it.
Yeah.
And getting rewarded for what they think that it's their idea. I don't know. It's just, it's sick. And
yeah.
I think that's what it all boils down to. And if Bolton is saying we've got to deal with Venezuela's oil, how about one or two guesses of who's going to be over there doing it? Can you say like Mobil or Exxon,
yeah.
who were on the brink of bankruptcy?
Right.
Especially, you know, the Valdez hurt Exxon more than anyone realizes. That Valdez was a mess that about took them into bankruptcy. They're actually to the point now where they're buying their own stock back to prop the price up, because they're on the board, they're on the cringe or the fringe of bankruptcy. Anyway, that's about all I had. Is that Machiavelli quote came to mind?
Yeah,
it's a double pleasure to deceive the deceiver. You know, and
yeah.
the example that's often used is if you know someone's cheating in cards, and you cheat back. Can you take pleasure in it? And if you do, how are you any better? Just don't play cards, you know?
Yeah.
It's like I've told people before, and William, I love you to death, but to really believe that the American people had anything to do with who's in the White House or who's in the governor's mansion in any state, to me, is... it's just naivety to really believe that we had anything to do with it. That's why I haven't voted in years, because it's just farce. You know, and well, maybe if we can get Trump, and I'm not saying this of William, but I've heard people that I respect greatly. Well, maybe if Trump gets in there, we can turn this thing around. And and this is coming from people that are pastors and preachers and supposedly trust and faith in God. are trying to put their trust and faith in a man to bring this nation around without doing what 2 Chronicles 7:14 says is necessary. Without any change in the attitude and hearts and minds and actions of the people of this country, we think Donald Trump is going to turn it around. He's a player that's been played. Most people are being played. Yeah. And the one, don't play a player. How often have you heard that? But it's happening. And it's like Alice in Wonderland on steroids. I don't know. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, John. It really is interesting. There were some other things that I was going to add, probably take too long. You know, the nuances on what William was saying. There's so much, you know, the last remarks that he made, so much that we could say to sort of flesh that out. Just the way that people don't see, again, the way that these forces sort of conspire against the average individual. Some of that was, you know, in tandem with what John in Tennessee was just saying, but the psychological warfare basically at play is really insidious and diabolical. And whether you call it overt or covert, there are layers, and it's all dishonest. It's all manipulative. It's all misleading and therefore evil. Politics has always been dirty business, but this, the engineering, you know, of consent and these kinds of things, you know, and again, the online stuff is particularly odious. The one thing I'll say, and we'll go back to the phones, is as far as the online aspect is concerned, and it's not just the, you know, attention span of a goldfish issue, and that's obviously a sort of rhetorical generalization, but the problem is much bigger. It's the cybernetic totalist engineering of consent. It's a giant, social experiment. The fact that it's not an honest or accurate representation of folks, people are not actually having conversation. You see little pieces of things that are put in front of your attention for a specific reason. That sort of calls to mind the Delphi technique and other things. So there are those kinds of aspects that also come to mind. And so we need to be aware of those things. Anyway, back to the phones. Harvey in Florida, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hello there, Chris. How you doing today, man?
You know, not too bad, all things considered. You?
Me, personally, I'm hanging in there. It's a wild ride, like you say. It's unbelievable. Yeah. But when America's only business is mass murder and war, they pretend like they're the angels. They're the angels of the world. I mean, it's
so
sickening.
Crazy.
I detest propaganda. I mean, I was trained about how bad Russia was with their propaganda and Germany during the Second World War with their propaganda. But so we made it sophisticated, but it's still propaganda. Lies, deceit, trickery, treachery to make a few horrible human beings wealthy on the death of many millions just in my lifetime. Start with Vietnam. I mean, I witnessed the slaughter of those poor innocent people. Not often the leaders, very once in a while they get a Saddam Hussein, but they wanted to make an example. Daddy Bush had a grudge against them, you know, personal vendetta. So this is, you know, how many wars right now? Afghanistan still raging. Iraq destroyed and raging in death.
Leveling places literally to rubble. You know, Yemen starving people by the millions and supporting, you know, doing it whether directly or by proxy, usually by proxy. Anyway, as in the case of Yemen predominantly. And there's
Yemen is a horror that I don't know. I don't have TV. Do you ever see anything about it? I hear a little bit about it on the BBC overnight.
Yeah, as far as really.
I don't watch television, so I don't know, but I haven't heard anything being reported much about Yemen. Now they're already on to Venezuela. That's the next thievery operation. And they've been working on that for 10 years, you know. They tried with Chavez to overthrow Chavez, 10 years ago they started this operation.
Yeah.
And they tried to murder him, and they eventually gave him a dose of cancer that he ended up in Cuba trying to relieve himself from the cancer before he put in Maduro. It's unbelievable.
And, for those No, I think we're going to skip it. For those who don't know, I wonder what we could search. Chavez, would Otpor?
They tried to kill him like 3 times.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if... So Investment Watch...
And they hated the fact that he was giving some of his oil pretty much free to Cuba and helping Cuba fight our sanctions.
What I'm getting at is, there was that press conference that Chavez did where he showed the color revolution, the propaganda that was being circulated that I think was Otpor canvas styled stuff, and Gene Sharp, color revolution type, basically CIA stuff propaganda. And he said, this looks a lot like stuff that's been circulated
Egypt.
Recently. And, the propaganda looks the same as the Otpor stuff, which is resistance in Serbian. And, again, it's the same thing that we have Ilhan Omar saying here in America. You got Somali people coming out in droves in Minnesota. Allegedly, next thing we have Ilhan Omar. She doesn't know what she's doing, just like John was saying. I think, it's there are so many aspects, it's overwhelming. The celebrity, the sort of narcissistic fuel of celebrity and, the addictive nature of that and all of those things.
Yes, but they're not talking about the things I'm talking about.
Right.
About the mass murder of innocent women and children around the world in our name, in your name, in my name, in my children's name, my grandchildren's name.
Yeah.
This must stop, and that's what we have to call for. While we still
Absolutely.
Have a few bits of the airwave to speak out, it must stop. And these unelected, atrocious human beings, what do you call them? Princeton Pirates, what do you call them? You have a perfect
Ivy
term
League Pirates.
Ivy League Pirates. But I didn't elect those people. Elect those people. The John Boltons, the attorney generals, and all these people that are nominated and fake nominations in front of fake congressmen, paid offs. It's unbelievable the amount of criminality, the amount of deceit from top to bottom, from Trump's tip of his crooked nose to the tip of his crooked tail to the tip of his crooked toe, and everybody associated with him.
Yeah.
He's unbelievably corrupt. This announcement on Friday was just another piece of pabulum, like every other 9/11 commission and every other study and every other inquisition that's all paid off and corrupt. So
yeah. We
need help. We need God
Absolutely.
To come down and smite these people. These bastards need to be smited for the evils that they're perpetrating around the world. And I don't go for it. And I didn't vote for them.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, which kind of sort of echoes, John was saying something along similar lines. So just to back up a smidge, speaking of revolutionary discussion, and it's happening everywhere, and people need to understand what color revolution is and how it works, because it's happening here and all around the world. But I just searched Chavez Otpor canvas, and you get articles like recent, all the way back to the WikiLeaks release back in 2012. But, you know, a canvas-based coup in Venezuela, that's a February 27, 2019 article that was republished, I believe. Well, it's a Reddit post that was republished over at Investment Watch blog, which is interesting, but by James Coles Pardon. And you can find it on Reddit, too, a canvas-based coup in Venezuela.
Well, we couldn't stand that. He was giving his people, just like Gaddafi, he was giving back the wealth from the oil to his people, and especially right. to the poor people, the barrios. Yeah.
And again, speaking of Gaddafi, definitely, you know, people need to go back and just pick apart Gaddafi's what I call 9/11 truth speech, September 23rd, 2009, I believe it was, 10 years ago. And listen to what he's saying. Going back, you know, we need to investigate the assassination of folks like Patrice Lumumba. And I mentioned John Stockwell's book, In Search of Enemies. And he, in his book from the beginning, you know, he wrote, the disclosure about the plot to poison Patrice Lumumba struck me personally in two ways. And he goes on, anyway, so these dirty tricks to assassinate folks. Patrice Lumumba was assassinated. Dag Hammarskjöld was assassinated. The plane was shot down. Shot out of the sky as he was on his way, basically to try to negotiate peace. Anytime anybody tries to really negotiate peace, they, you know, seem to meet with an untimely demise. To challenge the beast of fomented conflict seems to bring about an untimely demise. And in the meantime, that system is promoting war as peace, which, you know, in Orwellian fashion, which is just psychotic.
Well, I'd like to take this opportunity while I have you on the line to call for the hand of God to come down and smite these evil bastards that stole our country. May the hand of God come down and smite them swiftly. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Harvey, for your call. I appreciate it. And your sentiments, as always. Kind of a rambling, but, you know, hopefully it was informative. We all need to get knowledged up. It's a sobering time. The American primacy that William was talking about, definitely an issue. And I think of Patrick Porter's market security state piece, you know. America is not at war. The Marines are at war. America's at the mall. The cognitive dissonance won't last forever. We need to get knowledged up. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.